Hi, he's Dave Shumka.
And he's Graham Clark.
And together we host Stop Podcasting Yourself.
Woo!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 389 of Stop Podcasting Yourself. My name's Graham Clark, and with me, as always, is a man from a land down under, Mr. Dave Shumka.
Oops, I didn't know we couldn't talk about Vegemite.
Pretty good.
We were listening to Madonna before the show, and apparently the Minute Work.
Yeah, I heard that song earlier today. And then, but when we were in Edmonton, we heard that song on the radio, and we were like, so this was songwriting in the 80s.
Yeah.
About a guy who's walking around, somebody gives him a sandwich, somebody gives him breakfast.
Really? That's what that song's about?
It's about being Australian.
Yeah.
Like, oh. there's no, like, I'm from, you know...
I thought you were talking about the Madonna song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
It seems a little pedestrian for her.
But like, yeah, there's no song about being from a country. Like, I'm from Norway. This is our song.
Oh, I know that. That's a song.
It is a hit now.
And our guest today, a very funny comedian, the host of her own podcast now.
What?
Called Retail Nightmares.
That is correct.
Miss Alicia Tobin is our guest. Yeah. That's the first standing ovation that a guest has ever gotten off the top of the show.
Sorry.
Our audience
Hi,
is broken.
Hi, bumpers.
Sorry, I'm just going to take a refreshing drink.
Pretty good, you guys.
Thanks, guys. Oh, come on.
You grow up.
I'll turn that up. I'll, you know, no listener wouldn't have heard it.
Should we get to know us?
Get to know us.
So, Miss Tobin,
yes.
What's new?
This one, that one. Whoopie boop boop.
All right. Now that you've gotten that out of your system.
You know you're everyone's favorite guest. So now you're just coasting.
Oh, I didn't even put on deodorant.
I put it on twice today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. I put it on twice.
I never had to do it before. All summer long I've had to.
Yeah, it's been kind of gross.
Yeah.
I'm waking up in the middle of the night just drenched in sweat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's
it's
the best.
Terrible.
What?
Mm. But so what's new with me?
But it's not in a dramatic way. Like in movies, like waking
no,
up.
No, it's slow.
I wake up because I slid right out of bed. Mm-hmm.
Like a wet banana.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Alicia.
All right.
What's going
You're
on?
You're in the hot
you?
Seat now. What's yeah. going on?
Put your armpits down.
Yeah. I will not
get
put them down.
And approach the microphone.
I'm not close enough to the microphone.
You know what? You're a podcast professional now. I shouldn't second guess you.
Yeah.
Well, our sound guy...
Stop touching the microphone.
Well, I got this new podcast going with Jessica Delisle called Retail Nightmares. And we get artists. Usually, we're going back and forth between a rock star and a comedian.
Mm-hmm. So far, you've had Huey Lewis.
Huey Lewis.
John Bon Jovi.
Then we had the news.
Oh, as a group?
Yeah.
First, we had John, and then we had Bon Jovi.
Do you think those are two separate people?
Yeah.
Is there only one Bon Jovi in Bon Jovi?
No, it's like the Ramones.
All Bon Jovi.
They're all Bon Jovi.
No, like in Van Halen, two of them are named Van Halen.
Oh,
and two
yeah.
of them are Bon Jovi.
Yeah, that's true. Well, now in Van Halen, three
we
of them.
We are all Bon Jovis.
Mm-hmm. Je suis Charlie. Je suis Jovi. Someone in my garbage can threw a Charlie Hebdo newspaper away. I'm like, that's recyclable. And also, you didn't read that.
Yeah. Bought it because you thought it would be an important historical document. Realized it was in French.
Je suis Charlie, pour juste un instant.
Yeah. Je suis un peu raciste.
Pas un petit peu.
I imagine not every edition of Charlie Hebdo was racist, but it might have been.
Well, I don't
we'll
know.
Never
I
know.
Wasn't,
There's no way of possibly looking it up.
That's true. So you've got a new podcast. It focuses on the awfulness that is working in a retail job.
That's right. So
which you've had several.
17 years of retail.
I thought you were going to say 17 jobs.
Yeah.
No, but
one for every day
eight.
On the calendar.
More than eight.
What was the worst? Not to take the steam out of your own podcast, but.
The worst job I ever had. Oh.
Start with the cutest boy you ever saw.
The cutest?
Sipping cider through a straw.
What is that?
The cutest boy I ever saw was sipping cider through a straw.
I don't know this.
The cutest boy. Did you not go to camp?
Well, no.
Yeah, I did, but I think we didn't sing that song.
At camp, I pretended I had a broken leg so I didn't have to go to church every day.
That's not camp. That's church.
Yeah.
That's what I was mad about.
Oh, it was church, like church camp?
Yeah.
What, did you have to wake up every morning and go to church?
Yes, but we weren't practicing Catholics.
Right.
But I wanted to go to Catholic church to hang out with my only friend who was Catholic.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I was an introvert then, didn't like sharing space too much. So
with God.
If I pretended to be sick or later on during the week, a broken leg.
And then
no one believed.
And then the priest visited you every day and you're like, oh, this is much worse.
Oh, boy.
Well, I didn't know what to do in church. It was so strange. And I couldn't take communion because I'd never had my first communion.
And you were starving. You wanted a wafer.
Yeah. Then later on, the radio station showed up to play baseball with us, and I was so annoying.
What is going on? Is this a Mad Lib?
I don't know. They showed up with some sort of like fundraiser for the camp, and I was such an annoying little kid. And the radio DJ was there, and he was doing the radio.
Oh,
and
okay.
I kept bugging him and telling him jokes, and he got so annoyed.
Well,
that's what's new with me.
Stop avoiding the question. Stop enjoying the question. What was your worst job?
There's so many.
Pick one.
And then elaborate.
Yeah.
My worst job.
Oh, she's pretending to have a broken leg to get out of the question.
Okay, I'm going to just go with this one.
Yeah, don't think too hard.
The worst job was working at a store on Saint Laurent Street, 1995, 96, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I really needed a job.
This is in Montreal?
In Montreal, and it was this really fancy, high-end store for, like, cool kids. And it was open till 11 at night, and it sold really expensive designer.
11
like
at night?
Cool children? Or, cool. Like, cool the cool kids?
Like, the cool kids.
Like, teenagers.
Yeah, and it was run by this guy.
That's so crazy. It was open till 11 at
yeah,
night.
Yeah, and he was just, he was really strange. He smoked a lot of pot, and he was really paranoid. And he'd always tell us about his brother and how his brother embezzled a lot of money from him, and he was going to get him in court. And then it turned out that he had embezzled all the money himself. But he did really cool stuff. Like, he would do sit-ups in front of the female salespeople while wearing short shorts, and his testicles would fall out.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a maneuver.
And he had some
nagging and sit up testicle reveal.
Did he have like a hot body?
No. He was very.
How about his testicles?
Does testicles have a.
His testicles kind of look like, you know, when you go for like really authentic wonton soup.
Did he have a six pack of testicles?
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah, he had udders.
I apologize to anyone that's listening for the first time.
Or that has six testicles and feels singled out.
Yeah, like a spider.
Yeah, he was just really, really awful to work for. And
yeah, that's eight. And I was also going to say, like, my pants fit like a glove, but that's fine. Oh, nuts.
Oh, yeah. Nuts. So that was the worst job. And he was just, like, super weird and always stoned and super paranoid. And... Mm-hmm. We used to have to buy the clothes to work there.
Oh, yeah.
And it was in the very beginning of American Apparel days. So we would buy a t-shirt or whatever to wear to work and then wash it in cold water and hang it to dry, and it would still shrink to like the size of a baby bib. So, yeah.
Just like Larry King used to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I've been reading a lot of Mad Magazine. What was the most expensive thing you've ever sold?
In my life?
Yeah.
I sold $13,000 worth of teak furniture to Donald Sutherland.
Oh, Don Sub.
Huh. Yeah.
Wonder if he still has it.
If he still has his house, I'm sure he does, because that stuff lasts forever.
Mm-hmm. You can try to break it. They did it once on Will It Blend, and it wouldn't.
They wouldn't?
Yeah.
They couldn't blend a teak and table?
You know what? They couldn't fit it in.
Ah, that's...
They got it on a technicality.
Asterix.
Mm-hmm. when you someone buys something super expensive and you're making like $8 an hour,
yeah.
is it the very worst?
I was so young then that it didn't occur to me that making $10 an hour wasn't awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, like I was like 22 or 23.
This is highway robbery.
And I don't think I've really ever made minimum wage. Like, I don't know what minimum wage is now.
I've made minimum wage.
Yeah, I've done.
And it comes with the exact type of treatment you think.
Minimum treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minimum respect. Minimum esteem.
I remember getting in trouble at, I worked at Toys R Us,
mm-hmm.
and I helped somebody, like they bought like a jungle gym, and I helped them like strap it to the roof of their car, and they gave me a tip.
Ooh.
And it was me and another guy, and the guy was like, oh, we're not allowed to accept tips. And I was like, I'll accept the tip. And then he squealed on me.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Well, I denied it.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. He said,
can't take a tip.
Yeah. And I was like, prove it. Find it.
Oh,
it was in my butt.
Oh, my God.
With all the other tips.
Yeah.
What was that guy's deal?
I think because it was a temporary job and they said like half of us would be let go uh-huh. and then the other half would stay on. He was trying to be in the stay on camp. And I was like, I want to be in the cash in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever? Because in retail, you don't get tipped.
At the place where we sold the furniture, we did get tips because we would deliver furniture and deliver plants and make bouquets. Like, it was a really interesting store. And there's a lot of, it was pretty high end. And the biggest tips came from the hockey players that played it, like for the Canadians, the shop there. They were the best. Like, if you could, those guys and the drug dealers, most generous tippers,
mm-hmm.
Because drug dealers would want to set up their houses really quickly. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is in style and this looks good. And we just like roll our eyes.
Yeah, I'm only going to be here 3 weeks. So let's get this rolling.
Yeah, we definitely got tips. But it depended. Like sometimes it was $20 or $30. Sometimes it was $5. And yeah, that's not exciting.
Have you ever worked a job where you got tips?
No.
Poof.
This.
Yeah, that's true.
Go to MaximumFun.org and click on donate.
Yeah. And then click on cash tips. Don't mm-hmm. tell Dave.
Yeah. Because Dave will squeal on you.
Yeah, it's that's all in the distant past. What's happening with you right now?
Well, I co-authored a cookbook this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
UCO to CB? CA to CB? Yeah, author with an A.
Yeah.
Not like otter.
Otter.
Co-ottered.
I co-ottered.
Oh, some clams that yeah. I found.
And then we fucked a seal to death.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, how many of them?
It's a thing that happens all the time.
But like one at a time? Or is a gang bang?
It's just one otter and one baby seal.
Oh, baby seal.
Oh. Yeah.
That is awful.
Otters think that they're otters? Like, do they think the baby seals are otters, or do they...
I think they're also quite vicious with female otters.
Oh, yeah.
They're just not great.
Right? They're so cute.
Is there, like,
you trust them.
But remember the time we saw one on your grandmother's yard?
No.
Oh, it was terrifying. It was, like, the size of a raccoon, mm-hmm. and it moves really creepily.
It's yeah.
Not for me.
Well, they're not supposed to be out of the water on people's lawns.
Well, he was.
I've heard them
sneaking around.
About them playfully killing a dog as well.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They're
like
nuts.
They pull them underwater, like a swimming dog, and then pull them underwater and then slit their throat.
That's not true.
Is that true?
Yeah. With a little knife or whatever they use to open oysters. Do they have like a sharp claw?
Yeah, they don't. They have a rock. They like keep a special rock in like they've got a pouch somewhere.
No, they've got like a holster.
Yeah,
you guys are not being real.
No, that's true.
With a little police badge.
Yeah, and a little sheriff's hat.
Mm-hmm.
No, they do. They have a pouch they keep a rock in.
Really?
Yeah.
Send any corrections to @GrahamClark.
But they do, they have a rock, they pick out rocks mm-hmm. to smash mussels with and then eat them.
But where do they keep the rock?
in a little pouch.
a little fanny pack. like a
I am going home. What minute are we in here? We've made it longer than usual.
like a kangaroo pouch? Like they have something in their anatomy to hold it?
Yeah, a little pouch.
It's like I want to believe.
Yeah, of course. But I didn't know that they killed dogs.
Well, they killed a dog.
Oh, just one?
To send a
that
message.
That we know of.
Yeah.
If they came near Grandpa, I would smash their head in.
Yeah.
You can't swim.
I swim really well.
Really? Not as well as an otter.
No.
Yeah, that's true. Otters really
Why do you guys
move.
Always have to compare me to otters?
Yeah, well.
I don't know. You beg the comparison. Mm-hmm. You try smashing open muscles with a rock. It's very clumsy.
Yeah. You kept trying to have sex with a seal.
That is true. So soft.
The singer. Seal.
Yeah. He was married at the time.
Guys.
What?
I would not do that.
You wouldn't have sex with seal?
You wouldn't have sex with seal?
No, would you?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kiss from a rose.
Can you name a second seal song? There are plenty.
I got it.
Uh-huh.
Heidi, I'm sorry I yelled at the kids for touching my cameras.
That's one.
I don't know another Seal song. I feel that there's a song in my head that I know isn't by Seal. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta be what?
That's by a woman.
I know. But can't you picture Seal singing it?
Yes.
Yes. I'm just gonna look up his discog. Seal discography.
Does he just do covers of other people's songs, like Elton John songs?
Yeah, he does. He did a whole album, Elton and Me.
Everyone should do that album.
Crazy? Is that we're never gonna survive?
Yeah, that's the one.
Unless
we get a little crazy. Kiss from a Rose. Yeah. Those are the big two.
Yeah, Kiss from a Rose was it's so funny.
Are
like
the lyrics, a kiss by a rose on the wind, baby.
Close.
Don't you know that a kiss by the rose on the wind? Don't you know in kisses and roses you deal? Baby.
Baby.
Don't you know it's a kiss from the rose on the wind?
Is it on the wind?
I don't know.
I thought it was a kiss from a rose.
Mm-hmm.
On a whim? Well, no, I thought it was on the break, like on a break of an ocean.
No, it was on the brim, just on the very, like right the edge of the petal of a rose.
Oh, like right.
Compared to the kiss from a rose on the brim.
Baby!
Oh, the real rose that he wears on the brim of his hat.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Him and Blossom were the one and
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Baby!
Don't know about the future. He also did a cover of Fly Like an Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how's that go?
I
want to fly like an eagle.
Do, do, do.
To the rose on the bros on the brim.
Yeah.
Was that maybe in the Space Jam soundtrack?
The cover of Fly Like an Eagle was, yeah. And the Kiss from a Rose was on the Batman Forever
soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
Stop. So that, when you saw the video, it was him singing and then a lot of clips from the movies. It was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when there would be a famous song from a movie, they would rush out a video with clips from the movie in it.
Clips from the film on a brim. I've looked at the lyrics.
Yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray.
What?
No one's going to listen to the whole line. Just put in a word.
Yeah.
On the gray?
Weird. On the gray. I think brim is better.
I think
wind is better.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
break.
Shin
that
is
sounds
better.
Very delicate. A kiss from the rose on the wind. Baby.
Baby. PayPal.
PayPal. You can deposit it directly to my account. PayPal.
Pepe, you were a soccer player.
That's Pele.
Yeah, Pele, not Pepe.
Pepe, you were a little skunk. French skunk on the rose on the brim.
Well, it's been great having you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything? So you brought
how's
this
my
cookbook.
Vocal fry, guys? How's my vocal fry?
Oh, that's very hot right now. That's your what's the other one? Upspeak, uptalk,
whatever.
How is it?
How is it? Thank you.
We can't do it.
Thank you.
You wrote a cookbook.
I did.
Okay.
What's it called?
Ketogenesis.
K-E-T-O Genesis.
Yeah. It's about Kato Kaelin.
K-E-T-O Genesis. And it's about the foods.
It's a whole food cookbook, but they're high fat, low carb recipes. Okay. Which is great for people that have like type 2 diabetes, don't really use glucose in a very effective way, want to lose a little bit of weight.
What do I use glucose for?
Everything.
Yeah.
You're using it right now.
Yeah. I mean, I use it to make like a gingerbread house.
Mm-hmm.
In
syrups.
Mm-hmm.
When I make
nice
syrup.
Syrups. Yeah.
A barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
A ketchup. A sweet relish.
Uh-huh.
A gummy bear.
Yum.
You know, a sugar-filled gum.
Now, let me just stop you for a second.
A gusher. You use it in
manufacturing.
Gushers.
Yeah. Bonkers.
I use them in bonkers.
Or
use it in runts.
Yeah.
When you make your homemade runts.
Homemade runts. They're just bananas and they're homemade runts.
Oh, like a shitty mom would do. I know how much all the other kids love runts. I made homemade runts. You were going to say?
Go on.
Just that part.
About glucose.
Yeah, glucose.
Was it fun to write the book or not?
Parts of it were fun.
Was it fun to photograph food?
Yes, that part was really fun.
I heard you got the famous camera owner, Seal, to photograph it.
He was so angry when we touched his cameras.
Yeah. Sorry, my cameras are all dirty. My filthy kids are touching them.
Hi, Dad!
Don't you know that this divorce is for real? Where are you going? My cameras. Those are mine. You can't get them in the divorce, but the kids are yours. Those little assholes touching my stuff, yeah. Fuck them. I don't need anybody but these cameras.
Did you have to do, because sometimes you see on like the like, how did they do that kind of shows? There's like food stylists.
No, I got a great story for
stuff.
You.
Okay.
So I have a friend named Shane Patey. He lives in Toronto, and he was a professional food stylist for a number of years. And when we started the project,
he styled food for Nicole Richie. He styled food for
Chatelaine magazine.
Yeah, Kim Stewart.
Chatelaine Red Book. He did some work for Red Book.
Mm-hmm. Good Housekeeping.
So we were starting to look for quotes to see who could do the photography for us and like to cook and take the pictures for us. And the first quote we got was really high. And it wasn't even really from someone that I considered that qualified. So I thought I would reach into my pool of creative friends and say, like, well, what's the kind of going rate? Like, what can you do in a day as a food stylist?
Right.
And as a professional food stylist, he said maximum he could do 4 to 6 recipes a day. That's a full day of work.
Right.
So 4 shots at the end of the day, between 4 and 6 usable shots.
Right.
So on an average day, we did... 17 recipes. Oh, man, it was stressful.
was it all the stuff that is photographed? Is it all the food as it was?
Yeah, there's nothing that's been professionally...
Like painted.
Painted or anything, no.
I heard that when they photograph ice cream, they use, like, Crisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, one Crisco. Thing that's really hard to photograph...
And they listen to Cisco the whole day.
...is meat. It doesn't photograph well. Like, that's when you really need...
Right, because they have to like
sure.
paint it
the,
and
when
put
I look
grill
back
marks
at the pictures and
it.
I think the ones that look the most gnarly are the meat ones, especially something that was like braised or like in a sauce.
Right. Have you ever been to a restaurant where they've done some in-house photography of the menu?
Oh yeah,
and you're like, oh boy, you guys.
No, thank you.
I like the ones where the Asian food restaurants
put the
where
plastic
they plastify it.
Oh yeah, I love that.
And it's just. Like chopsticks suspended in midair, pulling up some noodles.
Yeah, that's when I first moved here, that was still a really big part of like sushi restaurants, Japanese restaurants especially. And it was fascinating.
I went to a store in Prague, and that's what they sold, was fake display foods.
Oh, did you get anything?
I did. I got a little sushi roll. I lost it. But,
oh, that's sad.
But like it was open to the public, which is weird because why would you need that as a...
Because there's going to be drunk people. Drunk people stumble in and are like, check it out.
Yeah.
How do you do that thing where you flip your fingers back and forth?
Dave's very good at it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Very good at it.
What is that called?
I don't know. I was trying to think of the name the other day.
Why did that become a thing?
Because teenagers.
Because of the grade eights.
Yeah.
Yeah. The grade eights. Totally. Exactly.
We saw some grade eight haircuts last night with the shaved sides and then the ponytail up top.
Oh, yeah.
I've been seeing...
We saw two guys with that.
I've been seeing that every... Like, it used to be... It shaved all the way around.
Yeah.
And on men and women. If I was only seeing like eight a day, I wouldn't remark on it, but I'm seeing 100 of that haircut a day.
I know, it's very unusual because it's so unbecoming to everybody.
Except you, listener.
Yeah, I know,
yeah,
you're pulling it
thing,
off.
You look good.
I remember seeing that haircut last night reminded me of a guy I went
to school
with.
When you put your sunglasses on backwards and stared at them?
Put them on. I didn't put them on backwards. I put them on upside down.
Yeah, because that's hilarious. Sunglasses on backwards goes on the back of your head, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Or it goes on with the arms pointing out of your head.
Okay. Upside down.
Yeah, because Alicia kept telling me not to look at their hair, so I put on sunglasses upside down and then looked at them, which I thought was a good compromise. Mm-hmm.
That's when I realized that Graham had not just had two beers.
Oh, no, I'd been drinking since the afternoon. In the heat.
Where was this?
It was a place called Meat on Main. It's a
M-E-A-T?
No, M-E-E-T.
Oh, do they sell?
It's all vegetarian.
Oh, I don't like it.
It was good, though.
It is good.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was also, like, it was hot in there. And
well, we also accidentally ordered the hottest things on the menu. Two idiots.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we ordered, the waitress was like, so you guys like hot stuff? And we were like, not really.
Hot, spicy, or just hot? Like,
spicy.
It just comes right out of the oven.
Didn't have like the depth of flavor. It's just like burning hot.
They gave you fresh cookies with
right off of the baking sheet.
Yeah.
Ow. Yeah.
The chocolate chips were still melty and burning my mouth.
Don't touch the plate. It's very hot.
Mm-hmm. They gave you a pizza pop.
Yeah. Oh, deadly. Deadly, then so cold.
If you make pizza pops mm-hmm. in the oven.
Yeah.
I never.
What are you, a gourmet?
Because they're always so burning hot on the inside. But
no, they're usually. Well,
but McCain pizzas are really burning hot too.
Frozen on the inside.
I feel like they alternate, like it's hot, and then all of a sudden you just hit a cold pocket, cools you out.
But they're never perfect.
No. In fact, I think they're a Canadian-only thing, the pizza pops.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they have, in the States is, yeah.
Everything in the States in the frozen section just looks like a colon stuffed with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
it's just
man.
Sort of, it's actually,
I'm so you, sorry for those guys.
That's not true. You just have future visions. You know how it's going to end up.
I went to nutrition school.
That's like your, that's your sixth sense, is that you're able to see where the food ends up.
Yeah.
It's just always where the
food,
toilets.
Yeah, what the food's going to impact most.
Oh, man. So the book's a success, the cookbook.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a success in the sense, like, all the words came out spelled right.
For the most part.
Yeah.
The pictures weren't upside down.
Mm-hmm. No.
The pages stay in the book.
Yeah, that's true.
they don't fall out.
A huge downfall of a lot of books. Poor glue choice.
The book's a success. Oh, did we sell some? No, but look at this penmanship.
Yeah.
We hired a guy to handwrite every book. It's a loss leader.
But, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
On both the podcast.
Thank you.
And the cookbook. Anything else shaken?
I told you guys about my stray cat at the...
Yeah, at the live show.
He's still around.
Mm-hmm. What do you name him? Benjamin?
Benjamin.
Yeah.
He definitely has a home. That was, I was wrong about that.
You thought he was a stray.
Yeah, but I tried to put a collar on him the other night and he was wily. Uh-huh. Is this a reflective collar? Because 1 in 6 cats has a chance of being struck and killed by a car. And so
I'd say 6 out of 6 has a chance.
I mean, that's how 1 in 6 cats dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, at the very least, if his, you know, he doesn't really spend a lot of time at his house, I can put this reflective collar on him,
you know,
which was not inexpensive.
Oh, really?
No, oh.
Do you know who his owners are?
No.
Do you think they know about you?
I think that they must know he's fed by more than one neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he's really...
He was on the cover of Loved Cat magazine.
Wait a minute. You're unloved. Do you think other people... Like, I think it would be fun to put more than a collar on him. Put like a sweater or like a note.
Yeah. Something that really
well,
lets
that was
them
the
know.
Plan was to write a note on the collar, like, and tape it to the collar. It said, like, just can you email me? Tell me where you live.
Mm-hmm. Or
take off this collar if he's yours or whatever. Like, I'll know.
Write a note and crumple it up and put it in his food. And then he'll eat it.
He's so smart.
Mm.
I know.
He's very gentle and certainly manipulative.
He's a very beautiful cat. And he's got my number. Like, he knows that I'm just going to feed him.
Tell everyone, what's your number?
604.
And the rest.
Dudes.
Okay, Alicia's uncomfortable.
Fair enough. I like the 1 in 6 cats statistic. Like, if you were telling a room full of cats, look to your left, look to your right. All of you are going to die in a car accident.
In a car accident?
The other day...
Why? It's not going to be an accident.
Well, it's not going to be on purpose.
Yeah, no, I know, but the car's not going to...
car's not going to notice. Like, yeah. I've driven...
You drive over cats daily.
I've driven most days since I was 16, I would say, mm-hmm. and haven't noticed myself hitting a cat, but I probably have hit several.
Oh, sure.
One every 6 days.
Statistically.
My math
Guys,
is correct.
You should edit this part out.
What do you mean?
Dave, what's going on with you?
Graham!
Don't you know that Graham won't be here for the summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're recording this as actually the final pre-taped episode.
That's right.
Oh. Next week's episode will be as live as we get.
Yeah. It'll be September. We'll all be back in school.
Uh-huh. Oh, I hope we don't get stuck with Jenkins for gym.
I'm going to try out for the football team.
You're never going to make it. You're a pipsqueak.
I know. Nice. I've been working out over the summer.
Oh,
what
shows.
Are your plans for fall?
Oh, I'm going back to... I don't have any plans.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
I may get an apartment, a new apartment, so I can get a dog.
Oh, the truth. Well, what's Benjamin going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Just take him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. This is your new life, Benjamin.
And then see him on the news a few weeks later when his owners are like, we thought he was dead, but he came back.
Yeah, I wouldn't take him. I'm sure he has people. He just is outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's like an outside cat. He's always trying to be inside with me.
Yeah. But he's like a little gentleman when he comes, because I've seen him come to the door and he'll wait.
Does he come to you? Because you have there's an outdoor door and an indoor door.
So he usually calls from outside. He'll meow. But I just got screens for my, he used to come in right through the window, which mm-hmm. scared me a few times. Or if he hears me coming home at night from a show or whatever, he makes a cute little chirping noise and runs through the bushes to find me. And then he comes home and I feed him a can of food and give him some water and he cleans.
Now you go to the artisanal cat food place where they scoop it?
The gelato cato place.
Gelato cato.
Yeah.
El gato del gelato.
Mm-hmm. Dave, what's going on with you, man?
Guys, going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
to make my children proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Good for you.
To show them that anything is possible.
With your Minions backpack.
Uh-huh.
Whatever's popular.
Yeah, because I'm a grown-up, and grown-ups like Minions for some reason.
I enjoy those little guys.
Here's what's going on with me. I had like 3 pretty good topics last week.
Oh, yeah.
Of stuff that's been going on in the summer. This week. Fewer good topics.
Sure.
But my favorite thing that happened happened like last week. And I am usually in charge of putting the baby to sleep, usually with some of my old war stories.
We landed on the beach.
Yeah. Ooh, here we go again,
we're
Dad.
All vomiting from nervousness.
Yeah. David Schwimmer was there.
I mean, all the friends were there.
Yeah. I think I only saw the first 2 episodes of Band of Brothers, but Schwimmer was predominant.
Yeah.
Preeminent. So I'm in charge of putting her to bed. But we sort of have to time, because like she goes to bed at around 7:30, and sometimes we eat dinner a little late, and Alicia's yawning visibly.
Yeah.
And
man,
I was like, is this boring? And then she proved it. sometimes like doing dishes happens at the same time as putting the baby down, and her bedroom is right next to the kitchen.
So sometimes you accidentally put a dish to bed and the baby's in the sink.
Yeah. So the other night I was rocking in the rocking chair with her.
Yeah.
She's falling asleep. And Abby's like clanging around in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And the door is wide open. And I just want to text her. And I have my phone with me. And I text her. And I said, because I don't even want to get up and wake up the baby and be like, and just close the door. So I just text Abby, can you close the door? I whisper texted her. And then I realized she didn't have her phone on her. Mm-hmm. Like it was in the other room while she was doing dishes. And so I was like, oh, how can I communicate this? And I looked up, we belong to a streaming service, RDO.
Oh, yes.
And I streamed a song through the speaker in the kitchen. And I just like did a search for a song called Close the Door. And it turns out there's a Teddy Pendergrass song.
Why do I know that?
And, he's a singer.
Okay.
Is he a country singer?
No, he's like a soul singer.
Oh.
And, so I put the song on, and it's on for like a minute, and Abby is not paying any attention to the song.
You put on Baby Come Back.
And then, so what I start doing, and it's like a slow jam. So Abby, I'm sure Abby's thinking like, why is Dave playing a slow jam? It's 7 o'clock. It's not going to happen, Dave. And what I start doing is turning down the speaker remotely, except for when he says close the door, and then turn it up. And then she figured it out, and she closed the door. But she closed the door with the dog still locked inside the room.
Oh,
and
no.
He got a little antsy, so I put on Who Let the Dogs Out. It was like my greatest... I felt like Helen Keller teaching that lady to talk.
It's like there's a scene in Short Circuit where they like get help by playing different songs. They're like, play Help Me Rhonda, and then they play like a bit of another song.
Oh, because the computer had access to that?
They were able to like kind of, what do you call it? When you tap, what is it? Morse code. But they could play tunes through like some speaker somewhere.
No, I don't buy
this
that.
This is the same thing.
Can we sing Help Me Rhonda?
Help me, Rhonda, get her out of my heart. There you go.
Why that part?
I don't know. That seems to be the go-to part, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's the best part.
Yeah. That's pretty ingenious. Ingenious way of doing that.
Do you remember when the Toronto Blue Jays put out an album of all their hit songs about different players?
No.
And there was one about Mookie Wilson that was Help Us Mookie. Help Us Mookie. Help Us Mookie. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a whole...
I cannot remember any more of them.
Wow. There was like a thing
sounds
back
like
in
Pat
the
80s.
Pat Borders is a catcher. John Ola Root on first base.
There was a thing in the 80s with whole teams singing a song.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would put out singles of like the Dallas Stars singing some famous song.
That's amazing.
Or the Super Bowl Shuffle by the Bears.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get mesmerized by the New York Mets.
Mesmerized.
Fun.
We're not here to cause no trouble. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Shuffle up. Get her out of my heart. And the other thing that's been going on with me is the other day I was in the garden,
mm-hmm.
doing some gardening. Well, basically there was a giant root under the ground that was sort of like the messing with the walkway. So I had to just chop up a root.
Oh, fun.
But I had
that's kind of fun.
I had to really go at it with some tools. And
it's always crazy when you hit a root and it's all like wet inside. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's always crazy. How often are you hitting roots?
On the daily.
Yeah, we used to do it a lot when I was a kid for some reason. Roots would do the exactly what you're saying. Like, they would start coming out of the sidewalk and fucking things up.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to go and, like, chop up a root.
Yeah.
I don't own a place, so I don't have to worry about root maintenance anymore.
Oh, I just do it as a hobby. I go from root to root. I knock on doors in the neighborhood.
Hey, it's all your root.
Yeah, it's any roots you need chopping. and while I was doing this.
Dave Shimka's root chopper.
Yeah, I know. What's your summer job?
Yeah. At least it got a lemonade stand.
And while I was doing this, I was listening to a podcast, and as always happens whenever I'm doing anything ever, my earbuds get caught on something and it violently yanked out of my ears.
Oh man,
it's very startling. And they wound up in a pile of dirt, and I'm wearing gloves, and I'm just like, do you care if your earbuds are clean? Because I just put filthy earbuds back in my ears.
I mean, if I'm in a situation where everything else is filthy, then I don't care. But if I've just stepped out of the shower and I'm listening to my,
listening to
music,
mm-hmm.
and then they fall in a pile of something, uh-huh. I'm gonna rinse them. I'm gonna take those little rubber guys off, mm-hmm. rinse them out, and then put them back in. Put them in my ears.
Hmm.
Yeah, they went in. They were like when you roll an ice cream cone and sprinkles.
Oh, like it was
just caked around like crumbled up Oreos.
Have you noticed since you became a dad, like you're just kind of letting more and more things slide?
There's just stuff on the ground at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's that thing in TV shows that the dad gets really mad because he stepped on a painful toy,
yeah,
or whatever. That like the kid can't at this point clean up after herself.
I noticed.
So there's like there will be years of me stepping on toys before I can get mad. I think I'll be used to it by the time.
Yeah,
you'll never get used to stepping on Lego.
No.
Yeah, that's
really hurts.
True. That really hurts.
Yeah.
That's like the primary offender, right? It's Lego, because you can't see it, and then all of a sudden it hurts.
Yeah, or your keys, if your keys are in your pocket.
Oh, sitting. Oh.
And I got Lego keys.
Oh, yeah. I've got Blocko keys.
Oh.
They take up my whole pocket.
What was the other one? Mega Blocks?
Mega Blocks.
Yeah. Duplo?
We saw the Mega Blocks factory in Montreal. Anyways.
Big day.
Look, I saw the Nutty Club factory in Winnipeg. I saw the Mega Bloks factory in Montreal.
And they're not...
I saw Scholastic headquarters in Toronto.
They're not compatible with Lego, are they?
No. Although somebody told me that every Lego block is compatible with every other Lego block that's ever been made.
Yeah.
But that's pretty like...
Of course.
Like, so the first ever Lego block works still with whatever...
I hate to break it to you. Lego can even stick to Duplo.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
If you get a big enough piece.
Oh, cool. Was Duplo must have been, got a lawsuit against them.
Or no, was Duplo is made by Lego.
Is Lego.
It's like a Lego you can't swallow.
Is Duplo have the little rabbit as the...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Rabbit.
Duplo the rabbit.
Yeah.
From the children's book.
Because Duplo multiplies. Mm-hmm. You leave it around and there's just more of it.
Yeah, rabbits are cute.
They are. That's why they have so much sex. They find each other
very you're very
cute.
Attractive, yeah.
And you were very attractive, and you were very attractive.
Oh, yeah. Let's go kill an otter.
Yeah.
I'm doing it after the show.
Graham.
You.
What is going on with you?
One night when I was in Toronto, uh-huh. this is my Toronto anecdote. Alicia's falling asleep.
I know, she's violently yawning at us.
I'm so sorry. I've been up since 5.
Yep. Working 5 to 9.
Do you know that that's the law?
She's good at songs.
Yep.
Don't you know that working from 5 to 9 is the law?
So
she never writes a song that doesn't start with the words "Don't you know?"
Don't you know? Yeah.
Don't you know?
So one night,
whenever I do a freestyle rap in the same vein, I always start with "talking about."
Pretty good. Pretty, that, it's good to have a signature when you're songwriting. Like, you're like, is this an Alicia Tobin?
No, it's sort of what talking about.
Yeah.
Talking about walking down the street and...
So one night I was walking home in Toronto, walking to the place I was staying. It wasn't home, but it was an Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And when you go somewhere, you call wherever your stuff is home. You're like, even though it's not.
That's sweet.
And when a bartender is like, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You're like, what? I don't have a home currently. Yeah. So don't bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a, talking about. It's a trigger. Don't you know? this is a, it like... this isn't super late. This is 1 o'clock in the morning ish.
For someone who's yawning at eight.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is as late as a human could possibly stay up. This is on Queen Street and,
ooh, fancy.
And I'm eating a, what's this place?
A
smokes poutine.
A pizza pop.
I'm eating a poutine from this. It's fucking everywhere in Toronto. The smokes.
We have it here.
But is there only one here?
Next to Harvey's?
Yeah.
The only one I know Harvey's. About. Is there a Harvey's downtown now?
Yeah, next to Smokes.
Yeah, they're next door to each other. So I'm walking home, eating this poutine, and then I see a guy running across the street with the craziest look of panic on his face. Like Indiana Jones being chased by a boulder. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And then I see an entire bar, like at least 20 guys, filing out, running after this
guy. Like in a movie.
Totally like in a movie. And I was like, oh man.
Had he just knocked over all of their motorcycles?
I have something. We tried to figure out the next day, like what would cause a whole bar's worth of guys to chase a guy. And we kind of came to the conclusion he must have done something gross to a woman.
Oh yeah.
That's what we assumed. But I have no idea. Anyway, so these guys caught him. I'm sure this was some sort of vigilante justice because.
And they caught him and they put him on their shoulders.
Yeah. And they sang for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. And then that was the end. I went home.
Yeah. Now, Alicia, plug your ears and Graham will say what really happened.
So they wailed on this guy for a bit.
Like a guitar?
Like they hit him?
Oh, and then some.
Really?
But. Somebody was calling the cops, and when the cops came, everybody ran, including the guy who was beaten up, because I'm like, he must have done something. Mm-hmm. And then these two...
Wait till they hear my side of the story. I better get out of here.
When he took off too, I was like, okay, well, he must have done something bad.
And he didn't get beaten so badly that he couldn't run away.
No. Yeah, but he definitely was going to wake up with some two black eyes for sure.
Sure.
Wow.
And a raspberry.
Oh, absolutely.
Better than a Thurbert.
And then these two guys came over after everything had all cleared out, and they were like, hey, man, we were just watching you the whole time. You were standing like a foot away from the fight just eating poutine. They were like blown away. They were like, you didn't move or anything. You just stood there and ate poutine the whole time.
And I can bet, because I've seen you eat food so many times, that you had a napkin delicately placed in one hand, and after every bite, you would wipe your mustache.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no gravy on it.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my
gravy.
You can get it in your beard, don't you know, from the poutine.
Talking about.
So, anyways, that was just
poutine.
A fun Toronto anecdote.
Graham, the vigilante justice observer.
Observer.
You're like the guy who watches Batman beat up the Joker.
And has a snack while doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This fight is exhausting.
Yeah. But it was pretty crazy. But I have a hard time believing that guy didn't do something bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The defense rests.
Yeah, Your Honor.
Your Honor, he ran away afterwards. He made 20 dudes mad.
Yeah.
Were they all getting licks in?
Yeah, some more than others. And then one guy got like a late one in, and I even said to him, I was like, nobody liked that. Nobody liked that last guy coming in and getting his...
You said to the guy who did it?
Yeah.
And with a mouthful of teen?
Yeah. maybe it might have been in between mouthfuls.
Okay.
But...
no, not cool.
Not cool, man. Anyways, they all ran off except me. I sauntered off. because it really looked like I hadn't been part of anything.
Yeah,
I really hadn't. And yeah, so that was my that's it, man.
It's a good story.
That's a pretty good story.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to move on to Overheard?
Yeah.
I listen to Bullseye because it gives me all the information on things that I know I want to know about, but it also gives me inside information on things that I didn't even know I wanted to know about, such as music, arts, movies, people I should be connected with, people that I end up connecting with thanks to Bullseye.
Bullseye's your guide to what's good from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Welcome to the Lady to Lady Show. Behind door number one, we have fantastic weekly guests like Aisha Tyler, French Stewart, Retta, and more.
Behind door number two, we have road trip and sleepover games like Would You Rather and Never Have I Ever, the kind of games that remind you of being a kid.
Door number three brings you fresh hot episodes every Wednesday. You can find them on iTunes and at MaximumFun.org.
Now pick a door. Just kidding. They're not real because we're a podcast.
You're all winners.
And we didn't really think this through. Lady to Lady.
Overheard. Overheards.
Overdues.
Oh, jeez. Well, now she's cranked up. Before she was yawning.
Yeah.
Now,
he gave me sugar.
Yeah.
I gave you some from not a sponsor, Nature Box.
Yeah.
Some strawberry lemonade stars.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're so good,
yeah.
Guys.
And now she's just spinning like a top. Uh-huh.
And I had a square of dark chocolate.
Yeah. You're happy as a clam.
Yeah, guys.
Can't wait to see the crash.
Will happen in about 4 minutes.
Well, let's get you while you're happening.
All right.
We always like to start overheards with the guest.
Okay, so I overheard this on the bus. I overheard a little while ago. And this woman was speaking with her friend. They're sitting in the front seats, you know, the ones that are usually reserved for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't quite there yet. And she said, oh, yeah, I've lost a bunch of weight. You should try it. You just put a couple of tablespoons in your coffee and you skip breakfast and I've already lost 12 pounds. And then her friend said, oh, wow, that's amazing. I'm totally going to try it. Any side effects? She said, yeah, occasional diarrhea. And then her friend said, how occasional? She said, about once a day.
But not constant.
Yeah, it's not constant, but it's a regular diarrhea. Oh, wow.
What is she putting in her coffee?
It's a MCT oil. I heard that part.
MCT oil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What does that stand for?
Medium chain triglycerides.
Oh,
there
you go. Wow, look at you. Is that like a butter?
It's like the bulletproof coffee stuff.
What's the bulletproof coffee stuff?
It's when you put like butter and MCT oil in your coffee and you don't eat breakfast.
Mm.
But then...
And so you're burning fat instead of sugar.
Oh. But like, does it make the bowels move faster?
Does it make you horny?
Do I make you coffee?
You're combining two of Mike Myers' greatest creations. Dave, do you have an overheard?
I do. It's written down somewhere, I swear. My overheard. Oh, yeah. It's an overseen.
Ooh, you do the best overseen.
Shut up.
You all shut up. Give me some of those stars. Why didn't you bring the stars down here? I know they're from the States and they're expensive, but they're so good.
They're not expensive. Very reasonable.
I want some. Listeners, if you're really my number one fan and you live in the USA.
We get them here.
Oh.
Here's what's up. I was overseen. I do the best ones.
It's true.
You are staring through me. You're burning a hole in my face.
All of a sudden, my foot got really itchy from the stars.
Oh, it must be the MCT oil.
Did they have corn in them?
No, I read you all of the ingredients per the social contract. And I'm walking by this church. And they have a sign up with like a cartoon guy in a flying saucer. And there's a sign for a play that the Bible school is putting on. It says Bible school presents Jesus to eternity and beyond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. So is Jesus in the little flying saucer?
No, this guy, I think the guy is probably a John Everyman.
Oh, yeah.
Who gets transported. to Jesus Land.
Wow.
Sort of an Arthur Dent type.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The inventor of the dent.
Yeah.
The
Before him, nobody knew what to call those.
Yeah, no one knew what to, how to damage a car.
And a dentist was just called an ist.
Mm-hmm.
Etc.
And she's fading.
Yeah, and here she goes.
Hey, and, I was being quiet.
And sleep.
My overseed.
Please.
Is overseed.
You do, Graham, can I say, you do the best overseed.
Thank you very much.
Top two.
I saw a guy on the streetcar, and he had a bunch of notes.
Was this in Toronto as well?
This is in Toronto.
Home of the streetcar?
He had written felt pen notes on his forearm, and the one that I could read said, get real headphones.
Was it, you did you witness him writing it?
No, I just saw it on his arm.
It could be a tattoo.
Oh, that's true.
That would be a really good tattoo. Hey, I got a huge tattoo. Mm-hmm. That was something that I did.
Too late. We're past that now.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
You had your chance. You had your chance in our segment Tattoo Talk.
Mm-hmm.
But you were all like, I want to talk about Seal.
That's true. Don't you know that I want to talk about Seal? Don't you know?
I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we also have overheard sent in to us.
Oh, these are always the best ones.
It's true. I mean, they're not as good as Dave's overscenes, but they'll do. They'll do in a pinch. If you want to send one in to us, you can send them in to spy@maximumfun.org. This first one comes from Ashley R. Jeez Louise. It's like having to take a kid to the bank.
I need you to take me to the bank again to do the chains thing.
I just want to play with the pins on the chains.
Yeah. Stop swinging on the chains.
But can you take me to take the pennies back to the thing?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
That's a verbal contract.
Yeah, binding in every province. No, not territories.
We don't have pennies anymore. You can still cash them in?
You can still cash them in.
Yeah.
At the TD Bank at 18th and Main, if you're a TD Bank customer, as is somebody in this room.
Mm-hmm. It's me. Guys, it's me.
Okay.
This first one comes from Ashley R. I received this, well, she says it's hilarious spam. I'll let you guys be the judges. In my work email inbox the other day, and it made me laugh because the email address it came from seemed like a pretty strange way to sell anything. So the topic heading is, can you have joy for hours? And the sender is, go fuck yourself, asshole.
Well, I wonder what they're selling.
I don't know.
It's either a sex or a pill.
Yeah, it's got to be. I think it's a pill to have a sex.
I think it's a sex to have a pill. Yeah. 9 months later, a pill comes out.
Ooh. Ooh. Seems easier.
Yeah, it would be easier to give birth if just a tiny pill came out and then you dunk it in water and it's a baby.
Oh, it's like one of those dinosaurs?
Yeah,
shrinky sponges.
Oh, that's so. That would be so cool. I mean, that's the future of baby
meat. Mm-hmm. How about it, science?
Mm-hmm. Get up on it.
Baby! That's what we're talking about.
This next one comes from Ryan H. I was in a bar a while back and happened to see a guy running up to a girl on her way out, and he furiously tapped her on the shoulder. When she turned around, he said, I just know we know each other somehow. Did you go to Homestead High School? She replied, no. And he looked slightly stunned for maybe a second before replying, neither did I. That must be how we know each other. Do you think that was that guy's pickup line?
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Cute. Except that he looked stunned. He should have been ready for that.
He also shouldn't have been tapping her furiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whap, whap, whap.
Homestead High School. That sounds very... you know,
made up.
Well, like
the first ever high school.
Oh, it just sounds like in the 1950s, like Hill Valley.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like before they started naming every school after somebody,
after John F. Kennedy or Robert F. Kennedy.
That's true.
Or Kirk Kennedy.
Kirk Kennedy, the coolest Kennedy.
Yeah.
Motorbike High. This last one comes from Neil B. At a mall food court, a mother with two girls who are acting
as opposed to like a department store food court.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Sweet burn.
I'm being.
Well, I guess there could be an airport food court.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Poking holes in my zingers.
A mother with two girls who are acting up. They're maybe 10 and 13. The mother says, "Do you want a salad?" The girls say, "No." Then smarten up. Threatening your kids with salad.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's not a bad technique.
Those are great overheards.
Thanks. I can't remember the last time or the first time I enjoyed a salad. Or like had a salad as a meal.
Really?
I had a salad.
Do you remember your first wonderful salad?
We ate salads every dinner growing up.
We had salads with dinner, but then my mom would put something in the, like...
That you really like cheese or...
No. She would put in like avocado.
Oh.
Which... As a kid.
Yeah, that's not a kid.
It's just an excuse to not eat the salad. Well, it got on everything else. It's a fluid solid.
Yeah, I think the first salad I ever had as a meal, like where that was the whole meal, was not until I moved to Vancouver.
Maybe when Wendy's was sold out of everything else.
No, I would just go to somewhere else.
I know for sure that was like when Chicken Caesars, Cajun Chicken Caesars became a thing.
Yeah.
Like it was just Cajun chicken on a Caesar salad, and that was the thing that everybody was eating for like a year.
Yeah, my sisters used to get like a Caesar salad, and it did look good. Caesar.
It's not really a healthy thing.
No, it's like,
but it's crunchy.
It's like you know, lettuce Alfredo.
Totally, yeah. That is a great comparison.
Thank you. In addition to overheards that are written in, we also accept your phone calls. If you want to call us, well, first of all.
Dave, those phone calls are the best part. Those are the best overheards.
They're the best.
If you want to call us, our phone number is 206-339-8328, like these people have.
Hey, Dave, Graham, and Eminem's guest. I have an overheard for you. It's actually from a little while ago.
Sure.
I was in the checkout line at the grocery store, and the bagger was...
You can't hear it?
No, can he hear us talking?
No!
I mean, no, I didn't mean that.
Tobin.
No, I didn't mean that.
Hey, Dave, Graham, and Eminem's guest. I haven't overheard.
What did you mean?
I meant, are we being recorded while he's talking?
Yeah.
Yes.
But we...
It's actually from a little while ago. I was in the checkout line at the grocery store, and the bagger was...
The bagger.
Speaking to the cashier, I think, about having to work an extra shift. He said, you know, it's just another nail in my coffee.
Nail.
And the cashier looked at him and said, huh? And the bagger responded, you know, the phrase, another nail in my coffee. And the cashier looked at him for a little bit and then said, oh, yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I don't want to rock the boat here.
Yeah. Well, the bagger outranks the cashier at this supermarket, so you better go along with it.
Yeah, who's, I always thought cashier was top dog, and then bagger was the person training.
Yeah, no, that's probably the case. Or though sometimes the baggers are going between two or three cashiers at a time. They're just helping out. Sometimes
baggers
they're a manager.
Can't be choosers.
That's very good.
Yeah,
very
good.
I'll show myself that. That's very good.
You're all very good.
Although you think the manager outranks them all.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
Yeah. But have you ever been in a store where like somebody fucked up and the manager is working the cash?
Oh, yeah.
And he's just like, you know that somebody got drunk and didn't show up for their shift.
And he's smiling and he's got beefy forearms.
Yeah.
And it's Popeye. Next phone call.
The big reveal.
Hey, Dave, Graham, and guest. This is Matt from San Francisco calling with an overheard.
Same guy?
Actually, my girlfriend's overheard. When she was in
she
New York, she was walking down the street and she crossed paths with a guy who was walking his dog. The dog was apparently being difficult. The guy, frustrated, then said to his dog, David, she talked about this.
To the dog?
Yeah, he said to the dog.
Oh, that's
David,
so sweet.
We talked about this.
Oh,
we talked
it.
About this in therapy.
Yeah. We've been over this 100 times.
That was a great overheard.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah. It's a thinker.
Yeah. But
you know,
it was,
this hurts my feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
David, you're being obtuse.
Yeah. stop using, you know, what are the things they say? Like, stop using accusatory tones. Mm. Stop saying you did this.
Yeah.
We did this together,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, David, start saying I feel.
I feel like.
When you do this, you are just a dog.
Yeah, I feel like when we dug a hole in the backyard to bury
Kevin. Maybe he's mad, the dog's mad that he gave him a human name.
Like, oh.
David is a fantastic name for a dog and
also, we don't know that it wasn't the dog saying to the human, right?
Right.
Because David's definitely a human name.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's maybe from, the dog was saying.
It means king. It's from the Bible.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. What does Alicia mean?
I think the honest one or truthful one. I'll look it up on my iPhone.
Yeah, what does Graham mean?
Host.
And Dave means...
host.
Dave means like surfer.
Podcast.
Surfer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool dude.
Cool like surfer.
Yeah, cool surfer dude.
Okay, well, here's the final phone call. If we don't find out what Alicia means, we can live with it.
It's is a Teutonic baby name. In Teutonic, the meaning of the name Alicia is noble humor. What meaning? The name Alicia in Latin, baby name, something. Something you know
Hi,
what.
Guys, this is Whitney in San Diego. Calling with an overseen. I was just driving home, and I saw this kid standing at the side of the road, looking like he was going to cross it. He looked both ways, ran into the middle of the road, gave two pelvic thrusts, and then ran back to the same side of the road.
Fuck you, traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What are kids even doing?
Do you guys even care what my name means?
Yeah, it means,
it means Teutonic.
Yeah.
It means
Teutonic means...
Yeah, it means noble beast.
Yeah.
It means...
Special pig.
Yeah, yeah. Like a beast who walks on two legs.
Yeah. The beast with two backs.
It means humidity and hair. Why are you just going to look at your phone?
I'm looking it up, but I can't find an answer.
All right. Okay, well.
All right, well, this is the end of this here podcast.
Is it?
Yep. What would you like to plug, Alicia?
You guys can come visit me at Hot Art Wed City. I do a monthly show there called Alicia Tobin's Come Draw With Me.
Yeah.
That's on a Friday, usually?
Yeah, usually on a Friday. Great to see you. If you're in from out of town, send me a message and I will give you a ticket.
Yeah.
I've had a few people show up from the podcast, which has been nice.
And how can they contact you? Twitter?
Yeah, that'd be great. Twitter's great.
Alicia A. Tobin on Twitter?
Yeah, that's because I got Alicia Tobin, but then forgot the password.
Sure.
I couldn't get back in.
What's your middle name?
Anne.
What does that mean?
Anne.
Yeah, short form of and.
Jill.
You also host a podcast, I understand?
It's called Retail Nightmares.
Yeah.
The website is retailnightmares.com. You can find us on iTunes.
And wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Podcasts sold.
And your cookbook, where can people buy that?
Ketogenesis.ca.
Okay.
K-E-T-O, Genesis.
Genesis.
Talking about. It's the first book of the Bible. It's an old-fashioned revival.
Yeah. It's not going to get better than that. Well, it might. If you like the podcast, why don't you head over to MaximumFun.org, check out the blog and read.
It's a miracle anything rhymes.
Yeah. No, you're right. Like, they set up the language that some words would just rhyme.
Yeah. Have you
words.
Heard other language, music from other languages? It's just gobbledygook.
Yeah, it's true. You can't pick out any rhymes. Head over to the blog at MaximumFun.org. Pictures and videos relating to the content of this pod. Surely Seal will make an appearance.
Yeah. Did we mention Seal?
I don't know if you'll be able to cut out all the mentions of Seal.
Well, not if we want to have a podcast.
And honestly, from
the amount we were recording that Madonna song before we started, I thought it was all going to be...
It was going to be Madonna heavy?
I didn't know we couldn't talk about Seal.
Thanks for being our guest, Alicia.
It was so much fun. Thanks so much for having
me.
And
this is the last week of August, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you're still in Edinburgh.
Oh,
yeah, fingers crossed.
I'm remembering all the other things.
What?
I turned 40 this month.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna find out that you had the wrong birth certificate.
Thank you.
It's actually your 42nd birthday.
Oh no.
If you like the show, tell your friends and come on back next week for another episode of Stop Podcasting Yourself. She's a sassy, brassy lassie.
Well,
sassy, brassy lassie.
Let's look under her chassis. Yeah.
Underneath that one is a boob. And two nipples you can touch with your tongue.
Who do you think will sing the Ghostbusters song?
3 song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a woman. It's going to be Sia.
You think it's going to be Sia?
Boop, boop. Daddy nailed it.
What do you think it's going to be?
I was going to say Beyonce, but you don't think they got Beyonce bucks?
I was going to say Rihanna.
Oh, Rihanna would be good. That'd be a good, because she's not in the spotlight.
Like, yeah, Rihanna's like sort of a cross between Sia and Beyonce. You just sort of took the best of our wishes.
Yeah, you guys got me.
Who's going to, it's going to be fun.
It's not going to be Seal. You know that this Ghostbusters super good? The problem is that I can't see you guys. It's like it's bugging. This chair is.
It's bugging me. It's bugging you. It's bugaboo.
Bugging me, bugging you. Don't you know this microphone is here? Bugging me and bugging you. Something in time we do. Something you know what you really know.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.